This podcast is intended for mature audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homecast. Your personal discretion is advised.
Hey, gumbare, ci posso fare, chi si suona un friscaletto, e come si suona un friscaletto, un friscaletto, ti petita, petita.
Good job on the Irish girl. Like, so proud.
Oh. Sam helped.
That's a good one. I asked her what was the most Italian song I could possibly
find.
That's awesome.
Amazing. Good morning, Gloucester. It's Alicia Unleashed, and this is our Dirty 30. Woo! That was like insane. Yeah. That was awesome.
Great.
In our Dirty 30, our director, which is Bridget.
Producer.
Yes.
Producer. You're the producer or director. I feel like you might be the director.
I'm both. Executive producer.
Exactly. She wouldn't tell me what the beginning song was, and she won't tell me what the ending song is, because this is a pretty big podcast.
It's
pretty big. It's a milestone. It's 30. And we have Fiesta happening, and we have the daughter of the king of Fiesta here. So we have Kevin Bacon is back.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us, Christy.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited for you to be back.
You're going to be able to talk to me tonight.
I know, it's amazing. And we have B-Side.
What up?
And we have the Miss Samantha Frontero.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello. Woo-hoo. Her dad is the king of Fiesta, Samo Frontero.
Yes, yes.
So
we also have one other person.
Little baby Barrett.
Baby Barrett is here too as well.
Yes, so excited.
First podcast review.
Yes. And you are due the end of August.
Yes.
Okay, if you go any earlier, like 2 weeks earlier, you're going to have a male Leo baby.
My husband's a Leo.
So yeah. I'm a Leo.
I'm a Leo too.
I love Leos. They're great.
So, well...
But
I guess it's like I'm the epitome of a female Leo.
Yeah.
Okay. God, you know, I don't know if anybody wants the epitome of Leo and what's your birthday,
Chris? The 20th of August.
Okay, so I'm August 4th.
So July 29th.
Okay. All right. I just know that female Leos and male Leos together, if they're really true and true, each one of them, they usually don't exactly, you know, meet eye to eye, because they're so much alike, the stubbornness and things like that. And just hope you have a Virgo.
Yeah.
Virgos are good.
Yeah. My dad and my sister are both Geminis, so I was like around two super Geminis my whole life, and I'm like calm, cool Sagittarius.
Okay.
So I'm so used to like...
out there.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Leo's another different out there, I'm telling you. Leo is like, no.
Oh yeah, see, you know. So if I have another one, it only makes sense that I live in the house of double and I'm all by myself. It's just how it is.
Yeah, totally.
It's all good.
Oh my God, so awesome. So Sam and I, it's really funny because Sam and I have the same cousin, and that's my cousin Dom, and that's because on
Dom's... Does Christy know Dom?
Yeah, of course he does. Of course she does.
Oh yeah,
just checking.
Wow, like that's the same age.
Like a year apart or something. Like,
yeah,
they're literally a year apart. So on Dom's dad's side, I'm his cousin, and on Dom's mom's side, you're his cousin.
Yes, yes.
So it's pretty funny. So it's awesome. So we share
typical
a cousin.
Hello.
Bridget, where am I starting with this, man?
The other side where it says Dirty 30.
Oh, Dirty 30, okay. Oh, yes! Beaufort Hotel opened.
Yes.
Yes.
Did I see you there? Were you there?
I was there Friday afternoon.
I saw a very crispy cucumber like drink that you posted that looked delicious.
Yes, it was awesome. I took a picture of the cocktail menus there because they were so awesome. Yeah,
and
I did.
You were there with your dad.
I was there
birthday?
For his birthday / Father's Day on the day they opened the restaurant on Monday. And I had great service. The food was delicious.
It was awesome.
There was barely anybody in the restaurant at the time. but there's
that's okay.
A lot of
because when I was when I was there,
things.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my god,
really?
It's all over Facebook. It's crazy.
Yeah, wow. I've read some things, but yeah.
This is exciting.
I think it's great.
Yeah, it's awesome, and this is what I love. I'm on Facebook right now.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't that amazing?
It's been
like almost like two and a half months.
I honestly wish I could be off Facebook, but for my job, I have to be on there. Mm. That's like I just want to delete it all.
Yeah, I mean it's pretty amazing. So
I want you, but I miss it too much.
Yeah, I mean you know when things you know when people when at restaurants and people and they first open things, it's all trial and error.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's going to be positive. There's going to be negative. It's the nature of the business. It's the way it is. I went on Friday afternoon, packed.
Yeah,
absolutely packed. Still had you know still had fine service. When things first open, you're going to expect a lag. You're going to expect not so great, you know, right on top of things because they're just opening. But I'm going to tell you right now, everyone that was there was a local, and locals should understand.
Absolutely.
If you're going to a business in the middle of summer, especially as anticipated as a Beauport Hotel, if you're going to sit there and complain about anything, then go fuck yourself and go somewhere else. Okay? Because you should not be complaining about this local place we've been waiting to open, and you need to roll with their punches.
It takes a little bit of time
to
work kinks out. It's how new
everything
totally.
Exactly.
That's
how
everything is. Anybody who's ever worked in the restaurant business will tell you that.
Totally.
Or any business
or
that matters.
Like
exactly.
Even a hotel. Like the so I worked in I used to work in the hotels, and so I'm coming at it on a whole other aspect of looking at it and be like, oh, how are they going to pull this off? Because I'm going to be curious to know how they're going to pull security off next week.
I agree.
And not be able and be able to stop people from coming up on the deck that want to try and take a piss, you know, or that they're going to do something bad. You know, hopefully everyone respects the properties, respects the building, respects security, and it just goes flawlessly. I was there Friday night, and it was massively packed, but we had tons of space where we were standing and sitting. Gorgeous sunset.
Yep. You can't even beat the view. You can't beat anything that's back there.
That's right.
So I didn't know that there was a downpour, and you know, all of a sudden, this
and you
table,
already had your Fiesta whites on. Apparently,
she's a little early, but that's okay.
I'm Irish. She's Irish. She
that's your excuse.
So
she's Irish. She doesn't get it.
I don't get it. I was. Just, it was a cool Friday night. I was
like,
Viva,
it's Friday.
I was trying to be fancy. All of a sudden, I thought because there was a bunch of tourists there, I thought someone had taken a photo with the flash on. I'm like, who's taking a photo of the sunset with a flash on? Apparently, it was lightning. And then all of a sudden this table just slides right across the deck and glasses go flying and the staff swarmed this table because the wind just came out of nowhere and my best friend had already left to go eat at Tono. I wasn't invited, thanks
that.
Joel. So I was talking with one of her friends and she's like, yeah, we're gonna take off. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to as well. I walk onto the parking lot and I feel a few raindrops. I'm like, okay, not bad. I'm gonna walk a little faster. You know, Fitbit needs some love. And all of a sudden, I get to the St. Peter Square and it starts downpouring. And I'm like, I'm wearing white. And then, as soon as I hit the brewery, tidal wave of wall of rain just came down. So, if you were on Rogers Street on Friday night, you're welcome for the wet t-shirt party. Because I was parked in the Gloucester House, like that dirt lot right next to the Gloucester House.
Oh, God.
Because parking, parking is my nightmare. And I was wearing white shoes. And this.
What the hell?
Who told you to wear all white?
I'm not understanding
this. I wore jeans and I wore. Like, I wasn't wearing all white. Come on now. I know the drill. And this little old woman was like, oh my god, you're wearing white. I'm like, oh, I hadn't noticed. I'm sorry. Whoops. And she had a jacket on her head. I even pulled over for this girl that was running in a dress. Like, in flip-flops by Gorton's. I pulled over and I'm like, do you need a ride? And she's like, no, my car's right there. I'm like, okay.
Well, you know,
even if it was a stranger, she didn't look, like, menacing and stuff. And I have mace on me, so it was fine. But I was just like, I know that how that feels right now because I'm fucking freezing. And I was I came home and my mom's like, what's the matter with you? I'm like, I'm dripping wet. And she's like, is it raining? I'm like, yes.
No. Because it didn't rain for that long. It just downpoured for a short amount of time, but it definitely did downpour.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, the Beauport Hotel is amazing. Chris, you haven't been there yet?
I haven't been there yet. I can't wait to go.
It's gorgeous. Yeah.
You should just go for even a drink or anything like that.
It's gorgeous. Totally. I felt like I was in the Titanic. Seriously. I was eating, and they put us like by a table by the water. And I said, kept telling my sister, I'm like, I'm on the Titanic right now. This is crazy. Because it feels like you're on the Titanic. I don't know.
How does it feel like you're on the Titanic?
I don't know, because the way all the colors
the
are.
Decor.
Yeah.
Fancy.
What fancy.
All nautical and stuff
yes.
in there, too.
It's
like,
nice.
Oh, you were inside.
Yeah.
Oh, why outside?
Well,
I was outside.
It was so windy when we went there that we decided to eat inside, but it's funny because all the tables and stuff were like.
So why I can see why, because yes, the inside is very much
like Jack Rose?
Hey, seriously.
Where are you?
Where is Harley Zane?
Oh my god, like my dad just kept laughing at me. I was like, well, it's Titanic, I can't even stand it.
Celine so Dion's in the background.
That's right. My heart will go on.
You would have died if that came on.
Oh, I can't. I really would have died. It would have been amazing.
So, Christy, you have some outside friends this year experiencing Fiesta for the first time. So, how do you even explain Fiesta to your outside friends?
So, yeah, it's my boyfriend's first Fiesta, which
snap, really?
Yes.
Gary's going to Fiesta.
Yeah, so my dad talked it up on Sunday at Father's Day dinner. We got home, he's like, I feel a different vibe. I feel it in the air. I'm like, oh, shut up.
It's going to be the FIFA.
He said it this morning before he went to work. He's like, I don't know. I feel like, just like, I'm like, okay.
He's ready for Friday.
He's like, I can't wait for Wednesday. I'm like, listen. No, my father was like, it starts on Wednesday. I'm like, really, Dad? Like, what do you think we're going to go do? Go to the carnival? Like, come on. And I know it starts Wednesday, and that's great, but we'll probably do something Saturday. Sunday's a big family day. It's always been, like, my grandmother is, like, head of the Mother of Grace Club.
Right. So then how does he know what it is? How did you explain it to him?
Well, last year, it's funny, it was our fourth date, and I refused to bring him down, so we went to the mile marker as far away as the fort that we could go to, because I was like, we're not doing Fiesta this year. Like, you're too,
it's too soon.
It's you're
too
way
soon.
Too
soon.
So,
too soon.
Yeah, way too soon. So this year, yes. I explained to him it's a feast, and there's a carnival, and the St. Peter's Club, and then can we become a member?
Oh no.
He's getting right into it.
Yeah, we're already ALPS members.
So, Sam, seriously, do you have friends from the outside?
Yeah, actually,
okay,
I do. Yes.
So, wait, I would love to hear
your
take on this, considering your, like,
dad is, like,
your dad's, like, the mayor of Fiesta.
When I went to college, New Hampshire.
Oh, my God, where did you go?
Chester College of New England, White Pines College.
I went to UNH, but I was the same thing. I was going to be like, my college friends came
from
New Hampshire.
Well, and it was, like, it's, like, a private art school. It closed its doors, anyway, low enrollment, sad, but it's like a hippie school in the middle of the woods. It was really cool. But I went for writing, and
that's weird. You went to a hippie school?
Sam
never would have.
I know,
that.
It's shocking. So, like, they did in one of my arts classes, they did your last name. Describe what your last name means. So, of course, I did the Greasy Bowl, considering my dad's the oldest guy to ever win it. And I do, like, you know, Greasy Bowl, my name on it or whatever, and grease driven down. I'm not artsy whatsoever. I can write, that's about it. And everybody was like, what the hell is this? I was like, well,
there's only two in the world.
Yeah, I know. So
I always start off with that.
Yeah.
There's only two in the world.
Yeah. So I explained it to him, and everybody's like fascinated by it, which is just hilarious to me, because to me, it's like, I don't know anything but Fiesta in June. I mean, ever since I was born, there's no, like, they didn't try to hide from me. My sister-in-law, my parent, like, my in-laws used to take her, like, away. For Fiesta. So, like, until she was, like, a certain age.
They used to give us a, do you want to go to the Fiesta, or do you guys want to go shopping and away for a weekend?
Yeah.
Because my, you know.
Yeah. So,
well,
like,
that's fascinating, because even though I was Irish, they were like, we're going to Fiesta.
Well, yeah. So, like, my husband is a completely different story, because he was around when his Italian grandparents were around, so they were like, no, you go down there, this is what you do. So she, she's not big on it, whatever. She turned 21 this year, and she might not be here for it. Vanessa, you better be here, because you're only 21 once during Fiesta.
Right.
So your son is going to be right in the...
Oh, brainwashed, just like me. So yeah, that's how I explained it to them. It was really cool. And then, Sunday, Sailor's Suit, of course.
Exactly.
Sunday Whites. So I used to, I was only like an hour away from here that I went to school, so I used to bring people here all the time, and I lived down 4 at the time. So I just be like, that's the greasy pole, and this is the four, and this is what it all is, and you gotta come and do it. And actually, my best friend Beth from college, this would be her third or fourth year that she comes. If she does come, she might not be able to make it. But I do have a couple. I have my friend Sarah, who might be coming down, who's never seen one.
Wow.
I've brought a few people down here.
So did your father win before you were born?
No.
When did your father win?
He won Saturday, 87, so I was 5.
Okay.
And then to advance to Sunday, and then he won when I was 17 in 2000.
Oh, wow. I remember that one. I do remember that.
And that's how he became the oldest guy to ever win it. But there are some contenders up there that are at that age or older.
Well, yeah.
Every time he's on the beach, he's like, oh, I don't care. I'm like, yeah.
So he doesn't walk anymore.
No.
When did he stop?
2008 was his last year.
It wasn't that long ago.
So does your husband walk in on his...
No, yeah. My husband walks Saturdays. Okay. He wanted to do his own thing.
Wait, how did he get on Saturdays? He won?
No.
Wait, how did he get on?
He got on.
That's all he needs to know.
No, he used to walk Fridays.
Right.
And he drives a cab. So he drives Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday Fiesta. You want good stories? The good stories.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, that's so weird. What do you mean the cab drivers during that time? Because Fiesta has nothing to do with drinking, according to fucking 95% of the fucking Good Morning Gloucester community.
Oh, no.
All right,
that's it. Don't make me get the spray bottle.
Because
it is like a sauna in here. I am dying.
Sorry.
I just don't know if the microphone's going to pick it up. It doesn't matter, Joey. I'm sorry, but we're going to lose like 85 pounds between all of us from sweat.
Continue.
So he used to walk Fridays. When he started driving the cab on Fridays, he makes cake. He can't even, it's not even worth
so
it.
Odd.
So, well, it's not necessarily all the drinkers. It's just people who like are going to go out and even have like one or two drinks. Tourists.
Yeah.
People who don't want to deal with trying to park in that shit show.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No.
So it's like, you know.
Thank you for putting a positive spin on it, Sam.
Well, you know what? That's anytime. I always defend Fiesta. I don't care.
I know.
But because he walked Fridays, he got to advance to Saturday because he had been doing it for so long.
So now he hasn't won under him.
No.
So why doesn't he just walk in the memory and like the honor of your father
as a protege?
Yeah.
Because he has friends who walk Saturday with him. Marky Fernandez walks with him, and he doesn't want to, you know, leave him. And
okay.
He wants
to dress up together,
yes,
right?
They do it every year.
Oh, I can't wait to see.
It's gonna be good.
Last time I saw Mark was when he came to the restaurant dressed up as a bumblebee that year.
Yes.
And
they did bumblebees a couple years in a row.
And he ate before it, and they went down.
Yeah.
But
no, they were slutty white trash people.
So no one's walking in your father's honor.
He gets somebody to do it last minute every year. It never fails.
Huh. Why doesn't he get one person to do the same every year?
Bob Scully used to walk for him on Sundays, and then I think Bob stopped walking, and then little JoJo Sanfilippo, like, you know, that narrows it down in this town.
Wait, what, 25?
There's like seven of them.
Yeah, there's a million of them, but he used to walk for him, and then he wanted to start walking Fridays to do his own thing.
Okay.
Because, you know, you want to do it the right way.
I brought
my husband.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll leave it at that. Yeah, okay.
I brought a roommate, actually, from San Diego. When I lived in San Diego, we came out here, and she was like, I'm telling you, she was not the sharpest crayon in the box. She's like, oh my god, it's like Greece. I'm like, no, it's not like Greece. I'm like, no, it's like Santorini. I'm like, no, it's Italian. Shut. And because where I live, I literally can walk right outside my fence, and I'm like, in the parade. And she's like, can we walk in that? I'm like, no.
No.
She's like, oh my, and she's saying stuff. I'm like, shut your fucking mouth. Stop talking. Like, my cousin was even like, what is wrong with her? And then my sister-in-law, they used to have massive cookouts when I was not here. Thanks, guys. Because now they don't do it because they're not here. And my sister-in-law came out one night. She's like, oh my God, can I go party with Bridget? I'm like, yeah. So we went to a party and she ended up like drinking, and she started questioning people, who is St. Peter? And they're like, St. Peter with the boats, and like, I mean, these guys are three sheets. So like, she's trying to get to the religious aspect of it. I'm like, stop asking them Fiesta questions. Stop it right now. I'm like, leave the drunks alone. And she's like, no. And then we went to, like, Chicks, because it was still Chicks at the time. And she's like, she's asking everybody in there. And I'm like, I'm going to,
I'm leaving you.
I'm done. You know what? You can find your way up the hill. We're done. I'm out. You know, and it's so it's funny because I talk to people all the time about it when I'm out west. I'm like, yeah, you want to see some intense shit? Here, let's pull up a greasy pole video. And they're like, people, guys do this for fun? I'm like, it's an honor. They're like, fuck that. That's racking my nuts. I wouldn't do it. I'm like, they don't fuck.
You actually don't hit your nuts.
Unless
from
you,
what I hear.
Unless
I have never done it.
If you hit it the right way, right?
If you hit it the right way, but.
If you hit it the right way.
I guess it's too big. Like, it's too round for you to actually.
Oh.
So it looks worse than what it is, but I think it's still hard to push it. I mean,
yeah,
there's some lower back issues
but,
I see.
Dad has broken every single rib.
Yeah, the back thing is the back. The back, the ribs. Yeah, you fall
and
a
then
long
the
way.
Fall in the water, if it's dead low tide, that fall alone is just.
Yeah.
No,
it's not
thank
good.
You.
So is there anything that. Fiesta bucket list. Is there anything that you want to do that you haven't? You've probably done everything.
I have. I walked in the parade. I mean, the greasy pole, but that was like 15 years ago. If there was a female, I always said, Thursday, make it a girl's pole. Do it. Why not?
You could still.
You'd get enough people. I have no balls. I went there. So a couple years ago, I was on Pavilion with my dad and my husband, and my dad's like, I'm swimming out there. Let's go. And I was like, all right. It was dead high tide. No fall whatsoever. He duct tapes a screwdriver to his damn leg to try to pry the door because there's a big gate on it now.
Oh, there is.
Oh yeah, look, take a ride down there after Fiesta when it's all the events are said and done. There's a big steel gate at the top.
Get out!
Wow, yeah.
It wasn't when we were
there.
Growing up.
Oh yeah,
no,
there was like maybe
there.
That
everybody
door
didn't get damaged in a storm
in 2011.
Oh,
yes.
Oh yeah, you weren't
out
here.
To see,
yeah, you weren't here. Yeah,
and then they rebuilt it, and that's when they did the Fall Classic. November 2011 to raise money.
That's right.
Okay. Pool, that was fun.
Right.
I said they should do that every year. That was a damn good time. Two Fiestas in a year, I'm down. I'm so down. But, so they have the gate up there. So my dad doesn't think he's going to open it up with the screwdriver. He's out of his freaking mind.
Because you still can't get, you can't get beside it?
No,
or
you
nothing?
Can't.
Like
up the ladder. Yeah, you can't. And so we swam out there. I had to hold on to my father's tube. I couldn't even make it out there. He was laughing at me. My father was in way better shape than I could ever be in my life. And we get out there, he breaks the screwdriver. So him and my husband pull me over this gate. I'm exhausted. I'm like, this is so ridiculous. Why am I even doing this? I get up there and I start shaking. Now, when
it's,
I was 15,
it's intimidating when
I
you get out there.
Back and forth on that thing. Like, you couldn't get me off of it. Now, no, thank you.
You went on the actual pole, walking on the pole
no,
when you were younger?
Oh, God, no. Well, I mean, like, yeah, not the event, but.
You know what I mean? But, like, during the summer.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
I have a big, huge bump underneath my chin because I rim wrapped myself on it.
Ouch.
Oh, I came. I split my chin. I walked in the house. My dad was like, if I see you on that fucking thing again, I'm going to knock you out. It's like, well,
wow.
Well, thank you.
You
are. It's like, well, sorry, Dad.
So you.
Your fault.
So you want to walk the greasy pole?
I did then. Now, not so much. But I think that's the only thing, really. And that, oh my God, that ride, that looks like a whip. Like
yeah.
A bat thingy.
Yeah.
That would be nice, but I don't know. Not this year, at least.
Christy, what about you?
I can't really think of anything. I've done the parade.
Yeah.
I've never had... I'm not really sport-oriented, so it's, like, the same boat race and, like, the pole is not...
Yeah, the same boat
race. I'll watch it from the beach with a nice, cold cocktail in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the same boats, I give those people credit.
Huge credit.
While we're talking about that, big shout-out to Christina Ribeiro, who couldn't be with us tonight, because she is practicing as defending champion. She's like, oh, I got rowing practice. I'm like, that's okay. I got Christy and Sam coming. She's like, oh, you got the big leagues right there for Fiesta.
They
talk.
Are fierce, man. I could never. Mm-hmm. I give them all the credit. I just couldn't.
The
no
amount
way.
Of blisters that they, like some of the girls I know have been talking about it and the blisters and their asses getting sore and like the rubbing.
It's serious
and
shit, man.
Mm-mm.
Early in the morning, like 5 a.m., they
yeah.
get to practice.
Yeah, bullshit. No.
Yeah, no, it's dark out.
Yeah. And you're going in the water
you know.
With no light.
Yeah, you're going in. Yeah, exactly. Okay. I think my bucket list,
get
obviously, because I don't get to walk in the parade and I don't get to do all that stuff, is because I have friends that are like, oh, yeah, I might go on the boat this year. And I'm like, I want to get on the boat, but I've never been on a boat.
Oh, good! Yay!
So that would be my bucket list.
Next year, we're renting a dinghy and we're all going out.
Well, see, that's the thing. And I said to my husband, I'm like, what, can't we just get kayaks or like those stupid little floaty, like,
yeah,
or a tube for hell's sake? I don't even care. Like, but see, my thing about the boats is once the greasy pool's over, I want in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the people who stay out there all night, that's just not my cup of tea. I am just like, I want in. I want an Amy sausage. I want a fried dough. I want to go back to
my house. Oh, I love that Amy sausage.
Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, I can't stay out on the boat party.
So they want to be on a boat too.
That's never been on a boat. I've never been on a boat.
I never even thought of it.
No, me neither. Because it's never happened.
Because the Irish girl thinks that.
That's right. Jesus.
Because the Irish girl's like, I want to do that. Let me in.
So speaking of babies and having a baby,
yes.
I have a Fiesta baby.
You do?
So Tyler's a Fiesta baby.
Oh, poor thing.
Tyler was born on Fiesta Friday. I was never so excited to have a kid during Fiesta because
his 21st will be fun.
I didn't have to go. So basically on Fiesta Friday, so Chris used to walk every Friday.
Yes.
Chris used to walk on Fridays.
Did. Yes, yes.
And so he planned on walking that Friday. Actually, did he? No. Wait, I'm trying to think. Yes, he did. No. So, that day, I was due July 4th with Tyler.
Oh, wow.
And I was hell-bent on making this kid come out. So, that day, I, like, walked around, and I did everything, and I walked and I walked, and my water ended up breaking at 1 p.m. or 12 p.m. or something like that, and my mom brought me, and Chris...
Was he at Pete's house?
What?
Was he at Pete's house already?
I actually had a costume. Seriously. He was literally planned on walking. So, he didn't because Tyler was born.
Oh, of course.
Tyler was born at 7 p.m. that night.
Yeah. On Friday night?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, it was really fast labor because Talia.
Good for you.
Yeah. So, because Talia was 12 hours, but Talia. I have pictures of you holding Talia because you were around when Talia was born.
God,
I know. I have pictures of you holding Talia.
That's true.
Yeah, you were around when Talia was born.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, so the only thing that sucks about him being born on Fiesta is that the weekend before is Father's Day, so we can't have a birthday party. We can't have a birthday party on Fiesta because that's a holiday. The weekend after is July 4th. Yeah. So his birthday party this year is July 10th. The kid never had a real birthday party until he was 5.
Aww.
And he's had them sporadically, and he's going to be 12 on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
So not only does his birthday's on Saturday, and he had an option. He had options. Did he want to go to Fiesta, mm-hmm. or did he want to go to the wrestling? Raw, mm-hmm. or something is here. So he decided wrestling. And then he goes, well, I can always go to Fiesta on a different day.
True.
So.
What a fun weekend.
He's got that down, right? So, yeah. I have the hair.
Does he want to walk the
grease
pole?
Do you want to walk the grease pole when you're old enough?
What?
Do you want to walk the grease pole when you're old enough?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
You can get in with Sam, because Sam apparently knows people.
Yeah.
Now it's like, because they started redoing, the people who used to do it don't do it anymore.
The bloodlines now.
Yeah, so it's not even necessarily, but yeah, kind of. Kidding. But you have to do like, you have to go to a sign up, you have to enter a lottery. It's involved.
Wow, really?
Oh, yeah. It's not just like go in and say, I want to walk anymore. It's like, you go in, if you haven't walked consecutive years already, they put you in a lottery. So whoever signs up and then however many spots they have, now I could be wrong, I guarantee there's going to be people out there who are like, Sam, you're wrong.
You're with me?
Okay, so
you're wrong.
Okay. So, and I'm pretty sure that your name gets put in a lottery and then when they pick you, that's when you walk. So I'm pretty sure Friday is like, you know, there's a bunch of people who will
Chris walked for
years.
Like,
oh, for years.
Oh my God, Chris walked, six, 7 years?
He walked for a while.
And then
we
had me.
And then he stopped.
Yeah, and then we
had you. And then I think he walked a couple more years after we had you. But the reason he stopped was when he got his second cochlear implant.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, if I fall and if I hit my head, I'm very screwed.
Yeah.
So he did walk with his first cochlear implant, and then he ended up getting his second cochlear implant. And he stopped right after that.
Smart.
Yeah. He's like, if I hit my head, I'm done.
Well, I mean, the last couple of years my dad walked, he just died off. He wouldn't even, like, attempt that last, you know, few steps, because
You don't want to get hurt. You get kids to feed. You got to do all these things. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, if you watch it, a lot of the guys who have kids and stuff like that, they don't go balls to the wall anymore. It's
right.
Because you can't.
I'm going to be out there on the beach and be like, oh, he's got kids.
See, you can tell.
He's
no, seriously. You can tell.
And I'm going to message you.
That's smart, sweetie. That's smart.
And I'm going to message you and be like, oh, I'm telling you.
Look at you. You can look at inside details. Yeah. Take a look at it and you can tell.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's involved now if you want to get on the pole. And you got to sign your life away. You have to sign.
Oh, I'm sure there's waivers now.
Liability. Oh, there's been waivers forever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then you get to pay $20 or $25 or whatever it is. And
that's hilarious.
Goes towards the grease, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. Crisco and the hell they use now.
The environment.
Ate that turquoise and teal stuff they used to wash up on Pavilion.
Remember?
Sand all pretty.
Yeah.
Well, they don't do that anymore.
No. It was bad. Supposedly. But now they use environmentally safe. And
they've been doing
environmentally safe. It doesn't have the
same
smell.
No, so remember that smell?
Oh, I love that smell.
Oh, my God, Sam.
My shower, I'd be caked in it for months.
And your Larson sandals, because that's what you
wear. Yes. We always try not to step on the beach.
Right?
You always changed outside. You always make sure you never slept in the house.
You
always took off your clothes outside.
You go down the wharf, and they have Dawn and dish rags, and all the guys hose off afterwards.
Right, because that Mortelauer's Bakery, whatever it is, it's not there. It used to be
the
brewery. Yeah, they used to have a hose right there.
Yeah, that's what they still do. They still go down there after every pool. And they wash up.
I remember my mother was like, you can go to the beach for the greasy pool and the roast races, but don't you dare go back to that beach later on. I know the things that happened down there.
Oh, yeah, it's covered. It's gross. The year my dad won, it was right. The year my dad won in 2000, he bawled his eyes out so hard because, I mean, he had been, you know, it had been 13 years since he had won, and he didn't think he was going to win again. I mean, at 42.
Of course, yeah.
It's
amazing at 42.
Oh, yeah. And he walked for his buddy who had died that year. It was like a big to-do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was awesome. He said, you know, if you look at the picture, I have it. There's like this four pictures that Desi Smith took. And he looks like he's going to fall. And it looks like somebody kind of props him back up.
Oh, wow.
And he grabs it. And he said that he could feel his buddy, goosebumps, you know, push him back up there. And he won it. And he had to have the Coast Guard boat bring him halfway in because he couldn't breathe. He was crying so hard. Like, he couldn't.
Wow.
And then the guys just pummel you.
Yeah.
Right.
So you don't
yeah.
have a chance to breathe. Like, as soon as you win it, they all, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
they're all
like,
on you.
Yeah, and he was just like, he hopped on the Coast Guard boat and the bunch of the guys gave him shit because
you gotta
swim in. You gotta get carried in. What are you doing? So, like, if you there's ever a video of it, if you look at it, halfway in, he leaves the boat, and they carry him up. And my cousin Sam, Dom's brother, was announcing at the time.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And I only saw the middle to the end of the walk. I didn't see the whole thing. And I turned to my cousin, and I was like, who won? They're like,
are you
father.
Serious?
Yeah.
How did you not see
that? I was too busy getting drunk. Sorry, Dad.
Oh, no.
I was up at the keg party at the porch. I'm sorry. And,
that's so weird.
Yeah.
People
usually don't
drink during
fiesta. Oh, no.
They usually don't.
People
that's
that
so weird for you to say that people drink because they really don't.
I was 17. I was smoking cigarettes and getting drunk, trying to hide from everybody, which is hilarious.
That's
so
weird because people don't do that.
No.
I mean, they totally don't. They totally go for the family environment.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck off! I will also say that Sam starts her fiesta countdown January 1st.
I start my fiesta countdown Monday after fiesta.
And I swear to God, my favorite photo of your dad, because you share a lot of photos of your dad, is the one you posted the other day where he's got his hands stretched out.
Oh, the white one.
And he's got the confetti just raining
down. Oh, that one. That was last year. He carried the statue.
Yeah. Like, that is like, I'm like, dad is definitely Sam.
That was front page of the paper, I think.
That was definitely Sam. I'm like, that is probably my favorite photo that you shared of your dad.
It's definitely a good one. Yeah. I didn't see the walk. They told me he won and I didn't believe him. And my cousin's going, Samantha, Monique, where are you? And we converge.
Oh my God.
At the point where he comes up as like a scene from a movie. And it's brand new tank top on. Fucking idiot. And he grabs me. And it was back in the day when they used the turquoise stuff that does not come out. And I was just destroyed.
So
I can smell it now. I seriously can. They put new screens in my house recently and they smelt like the grease. My husband and I, every time we walked into the living room, we're like, Viva! My house has smelled like the greasy bowl for 2 months now. It's crazy.
Oh my God.
It's awesome. But yeah, he bawled his eyes out. I'll never forget it. My friend at the time, Amanda, came over the house. And my dad was in the shower. And he was loaded. He's like, Samantha! And I'm like, you know, he's got his fiesta voice. I'm like, yeah. He's like,
I fucking won!
Like, your brother was on high for
high. Oh my
still
god.
On a high.
Are you kidding me?
He's still on a high.
Well, that's all you win. Bragging rights.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But that's it. That was a good one.
Though, yeah. And you know what? Not for nothing, but 42.
Not for nothing!
42 is not even old.
No, it's not.
Not even nowadays. Like, even close. Maybe 10 years ago, it might have felt a little bit older.
Oh, yeah.
But now, I'm going to say someone older than 42 is definitely going
Absolutely.
To do it. I mean,
every year.
I'm youngest, but I'm 35.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say, like, Jake Wood. He's probably, what, 38, 39 by now?
He's like, he's at my house right now. Yeah, I think he's like
30. That's fucking hilarious.
Well,
right?
My husband and him are best friends. They go
okay.
to dogs together.
So let's say, like, is he still walking?
No. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, and we're talking, like, 38, 39. That's not,
yeah.
that's not that far off.
Oh, no. We get guys up there like Steve LeBlanc. You get guys up there, like, I mean, you have all kinds
oh,
of guys.
Oh, Steve has it. Yeah, Steve.
You know what I mean?
Steve still has, yeah, Steve has a great
Silva,
chance.
There's a bunch, Frank Pacheco. There's a bunch of guys up there who
yeah.
are still
yeah.
contenders, man. And
right.
every year they're like, I'm going to take it down. I'm like, I hope you do.
They're going to start training American Ninja Warrior style
that
for
would
next
be
year.
Awesome.
That's what I grew up with Joe Sands next to me. And when I were little, he
one
had,
of the 40 of them?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Sounds, I know which one you're talking
yeah,
about.
I know
which
one you're
talking
about.
Yeah. So we had the kiddie pool with like the 4x4 whatever wood with
mm-hmm.
the Dawn soap, and he would practice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was, and it didn't even seem weird to us.
No.
And he won.
No,
I mean,
seriously. Down the four that used to separate the chamber from where the hotel is now, they used to be those wooden, they were like telephone
yeah.
poles.
Mm-hmm.
And they were covered in like this tar shit or whatever
yeah.
it was.
They were probably the grease coming
yeah.
out of those.
Seriously. But all
years
the kids.
Years and years archived.
Yeah, all the kids. All the kids would
like
walk
your screen.
It's kind of like the fucking mosquito in Jurassic Park, you know? Like, yes.
The one that's encased in the
Yes.
That's
oh, yeah.
funny. That yeah, so. You know, I mean, I grew up, my dad did same bone races when he was growing up. He was in the parades, you know, and then it kind of stopped at where we were. We didn't do the parades, but we would have a brand new outfit for every day of Siesta.
I still have to close shop.
Small Fry in Rockport.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yes,
where
we
came from.
Standing there all the time.
Yes.
Pat
yep.
Mother Mary James.
Yep, and because we had three girls, so my mom would dress us all up the same.
Yes.
And we had a literally brand new outfit for every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and then eventually when we got older, it gets expensive to buy new outfits for every day, but that's kind of what you do
what
around
you
here.
Yeah.
So my dad would be like, all right, so do you just want to go, like, you know, we'll go out of town and we'll, you know, with my mom, and we would all go shopping and spend the weekend in a hotel and go swimming. And it was actually probably ended up being cheaper that way.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
Probably than taking three girls to Fiesta.
Oh, forget about it.
And buying all new outfits.
It's crazy.
So, mm-hmm. yeah, and I lived downtown.
Yeah.
But my dad,
mm-hmm.
you know,
oh, yeah.
we lived downtown,
yeah.
so we walked right. It wasn't anything, you know, too
It was
crazy.
Great growing up. I mean,
yeah.
when you're in high school,
oh, yeah, you were right there, too.
You could
yeah.
just walk
yeah.
everywhere. It was
mm-hmm.
perfect. You didn't have
yeah.
to worry about driving.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
I lived down the fort for most of my...
Mm-hmm.
See, I walked from here down there.
Yeah.
I was pretty much the same.
I was in the football. My parents...
The only
there.
Problem is getting
school.
Back
yeah.
is a struggle. My girl that lived right across the street, she still lives it, so it's like...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No,
oh,
but
getting back from
black down there, like even getting back from like Walgreens is a struggle for me.
Oh, yeah. I just have to walk up that hill.
No, I had to call my best or my wingman's mom to come get us because I couldn't do it. We couldn't do it.
I kept screaming
her name.
Hold on, Bridget. Were you telling me you were drinking dirt at Fiesta?
I was loaded.
That is so
Irish.
That is
I'm allowed to do it.
That's so weird because I totally did not think that people drank during Fiesta.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what it started on Saturdays.
I think I was 20. I don't even think I was supposed to be drinking, but
sorry,
I had like these great new sandals, broke the sandal, and
no.
I was like, there's no way I'm going home. I went to my grandmother's house, which is like on Washington Street, and I was like, you need to tape my foot to my sandal so I can go back out. My mother happened to be there, and they did.
Oh,
they taped it up.
It's amazing, right?
I'm like, see you later, thanks. Right.
Bye. The problem with my little Fiesta trip was it was 2 years ago when I first got back.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Well,
and all I kept doing...
Back.
You're back.
Oh,
yeah, it's different. All I kept doing was screaming, it's totally
fucking
Joanne! Just screaming it inside the car with four other people and...
God bless Joanne's heart, because she put up with it as she drove someone to Rockport and was like, and then I'm dropping you off. Probably not her best idea, but, you know.
There could be a reality show just for the taxi cabs on Fiesta weekend.
GoPros! Where are the GoPros and the Snapchats? Seriously. I want, like, geotag Snapchats.
My husband said that he could do it all, because he drives a cab, and then he walks the greasy pole, and then Sunday he watches the greasy pole and does, like, the Sunday of Fiesta with me. So it's like he gets a little bit of...
Right. Seriously.
I'm like, dude, I could make millions...
GoPro vest, but, like, get the little chest vest that they
seriously.
All wear.
But, I mean, you have to have people sign waivers.
Yeah,
like,
it's always
that's
yeah,
how you thought about this, trust me. Trust me. Well, because people would eat that shit up.
It's so exactly. odd because people don't usually drink during Fiesta, so it'd be so odd to try to
funny?
Get
I really
that
don't
footage.
Drink during Fiesta ever. The last time I drank during Fiesta, I was 21. Seriously.
Well, because you're doing all the festivities
well,
and doing everything.
I'm a bad drinker to begin with. I get sick. But I'd like to remember it. And I find it funny that, like, come Sunday, they're all, like we all meet at my house because I live 5 minutes down there. And I'm like, you guys ready to go? You ready to go? You ready to go? And they're like, death. I mean,
well,
death.
Because they've been drinking since Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
We just but not that, we not that people down. Drink for 5 days in a row because that's absolutely unheard of.
It's the fights. It's not the drinking. It's the fights that don't exist.
Everybody has said to Gary, did you take Monday off? Did you take Monday off? I'm like,
oh. And every year I say I'm going to take Fiesta off, like, the week, just so I can, like, you know, relax during the day. And so, and nope, it comes
I
and
say
I'm
the
like,
same
I'm
thing.
Really impressed and that you're here tonight, because I even asked you. I already talked to Christy, like, literally last week. I was like, what are you doing on Tuesday? And then I'm like, I'm going to ask Sam. I'm like, hey, I know it's the day before Wednesday, which is the day of Fiesta.
You know you live in Gloucester,
it's Fiesta Eve. Like, the, you know, the official Fiesta Eve.
Well, it's funny. I have my husband's costume I have to help him with. So
Wait, hold on. We got to do this. We're changing this segment right now. You know it's Fiesta when... You have to help your husband's costume.
Yes. Every year. Every year.
Cannot wait.
But I have to, like, paint a bunch of stuff for him and stuff. So I was like, today I'm like, oh my God. I was like, I do have a ton of stuff to do. I was like, but that's okay. I'll get it done. It's okay.
You know it's Fiesta when you're asked if you should take
fried dough, man.
That's
when the banners are up. I saw the banners the other day.
Oh, you know it's Fiesta when the banners are up.
It's official when the sponsor banners are up.
The Carnies are here too.
Yep.
Oh, they finally made it.
They are here. Are they in the square? Because I was curious to where they were going to be.
Some of them, the trailers were in the high school parking lot.
Okay. Fuller too.
In Fuller. That's where, like, some of them are.
Because my mom said that back in the day when she was a little hellion, the carnival was actually at Stage Fort.
That's
And all the altar and all that stuff was at the square.
I think my parents said that there was 1 year that happened.
Yeah.
By the way, my parents' first, like, encounter, well, they've known each other for years, it's Gloucester, but their first, like, how we're going to start
they went on the Tinder?
Was Fiesta.
Stop it.
It was Sunday Fiesta. And the statue, you know how they're walking around the fort at night? Well, my mother said to my grandmother, of course, that's the only night that she could stay out that late, was like, okay, I'm going to walk the statue and then I'll come home. And my grandma was like, fine. So my mother bumped into my father. They were both, like, lost their friends. My father was like, oh, do you want to go for a ride? And my mother was like, okay, thinking in her head, like, I got this. Like, I don't have to be home till the statue walks in. It was the 1 year the statue did not get walked in.
No.
So she got home. My grandma was like, where are you? And she goes, well, I watched the statue get walked in. She's like, you're lying.
Oh, my God.
It was like 1970.
I love
it.
That's amazing.
That's a great
amazing.
Story.
That is
that's
amazing.
Incredible.
What's another one? You know it's Fiesta when?
Oh, everybody starts changing their shit on Facebook.
You know, you see flags and you start changing your profile picture.
You start seeing
to you and your dad.
And your cousin!
Oh, God. I get that on the normal.
Me too. But
I mean, Sam's always posting Fiesta photos, like even the dead of winter.
All year round, right?
So I have
a
wall
with snow. It's Fiesta.
In my head, it's Fiesta 365 days a year.
I love it.
I hear you.
And it's funny because it's either a love-hate. You never have somebody who's like, I don't mind it. It's either, there's no gray when it comes to Fiesta. Either you avoid it like the plague or you are, like, in it to win it. It's
I know. I don't have any idea who
it's like the ceremonies of summer. But then I do like the fact, remember, like, back in the day when we were younger, it was like, Fiesta, 3rd of July, 4th of July, and then there was nothing.
Nothing.
And now finally they have like the block parties. They have
which
like is, other things
yeah.
going on.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was just like, oh, we're done. It's July 4th. Like, might as well go back to school.
I miss Fiesta fireworks. They don't do those anymore.
No.
I miss Fiesta fireworks.
Yeah.
Those are fun. We used to have fireworks a few times a year. We used to have more than one carnival a year.
Yeah,
I remember growing up.
The one
in
O'Malley.
Yeah. O'Malley. I remember Stage Fort when I was really young.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
well,
Stage Fort, then they had it at O'Malley, and then they moved it back
to
Stage Fort.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm not on the social media thing these days. Mm-hmm. So what's going on with Horrible Spray?
I know is that they were trying to raise money for it.
Yeah.
I feel like every year they're trying to raise money.
Oh, really?
It's
still in the air.
Oh, really?
I heard it's in the air.
I remember.
I
feel like every year it is. Like, that's sad.
I remember as a kid, you would be there for like 3 hours and you would go by so quickly.
Well, because
all the costumes, all the clothes.
Right.
And now it's all like,
it's
like
hours,
a ballot
hours,
campaign.
Hours.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's like fire trucks.
Yeah.
The thing was, is I have the kids on the 3rd this year, and Chris has them on the 4th. So he's like, well, what are we doing? I'm like, well, what do you mean? I'm going to the Horrible Spray that we do every year. He's like, well, didn't you hear that, you know, they're having a hard time raising money and they don't know if they're going to do it? I'm like, no. And I know that they've had a hard time raising money every year. And I know that comes up every year.
Seems to be.
But this year seems to be a little bit tighter.
Yeah.
So I just didn't know if anyone had any update on that.
No,
I
don't
know.
Nothing.
It's going to be a last minute kind of thing, huh?
Yeah.
It's sad.
That's very sad. I feel like that's like part of what we grew up with.
Yeah.
You know, where you
went
for the biggest
parade.
Yeah.
Where
you
watch the parade. Everybody gets their chairs ready the night
before.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Like day before.
Are you kidding me? That is Gloucester's 4th.
Mm-hmm.
So what
right.
would happen if we didn't have a Horrible Spray? Gloucester wouldn't even have...
We have the concert on the Boulevard.
On the 3rd?
Yeah.
But would they still go
on
with
all
those... What would they still go on with all those festivities?
What festivities?
The concerts and everything, because everything is based off of that.
Well, that's why everybody goes down there for the fireworks and stuff.
Yeah, and the concert, you know, the last 2 years that I've been here,
it's
gone. The runaround played, and unfortunately they're not playing this year, which I'm really sad.
I love the runaround.
Yeah.
Oh God, they're my favorite.
But there's a new band, and my whole weekend is planned around this concert, actually. That's one.
What's the band?
One person's focus. I can't remember the name of it.
My whole week is planned. I don't know.
No, because I'm really sure.
The
thing is, the reason why we went is because we went to go support the runaround.
Right.
And a whole group of us would go, but that was like my fiesta is because it starts on Friday for me and leads all the way into that. And now it's like, and one of my friends is like, we gotta go. And I'm like, do we really? I don't know.
Yeah.
Fiesta's
but,
early this year, too.
Yeah.
I feel the same way. I feel like my brother...
Because it's always the 4th Thursday.
It's
so no matter
last,
what...
It's
right. Yeah, no matter what it falls. So
first full weekend before 4th of July.
Right.
Like, before 4th of July.
Back in the day, they used to just do the last weekend, even if 4th of July. It was like a shit show.
You know what?
Every
right.
single time they used to do that, and they finally learned their lesson.
Yeah. So you had said, you know, Christy, about the summer and how we were younger, the summer would be over. So do you have any summer goals this summer?
Summer goals?
Yeah.
We're going away, actually, in July. We're going to, I've never been to Weir's Beach in New Hampshire.
Nice. Really? Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
What are summer goals? I just started a new job, so I'm like...
You did?
Crazy. Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
Yep. Managing assisted care at Brooksby. So.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, my grandmother stayed there. That place is nice.
It's beautiful.
It is like, I walked in and I was like, well, hey now, Nana. I was like, you don't live in large in this place. Compared to like the other places, it is beautiful.
Yeah, everybody's in a private room. So I was the social worker
in
skilled nursing for some time. Yeah, so.
Yeah. Okay. It's awesome. What about you, Sam?
Besides having that kid.
But that I was going to say, I mean, besides that.
I know. Do you know
that's pretty big. I don't know.
Being pregnant during the summer is probably the worst.
It's no fun already.
Probably the worst.
Wait, you're due when?
August 31st.
So it's all summer.
So you
can
get
your 91st birthday. My Nana's 91st.
So hopefully
birthday.
You go 2 weeks early?
I hope so.
Then you have
say,
oh baby.
I know, that's okay. I don't even care.
Okay.
Floating.
You're like, I don't care what the hell it is at this point.
Like,
I don't even care.
Having this baby, getting things ready. That's what
nesting.
The summer has consisted of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, do you got the nursery all done?
Oh, yeah, no.
Is it oars? Do you have oars already set up?
No.
And photos of your dad?
I'm not
baseball.
Doing that.
Is it
oh,
my God.
Is
seriously?
There a baseball in my shower? I got everything nautical possible. And I love it. I'm a nautical
are you doing
fan.
Are you doing nautical for the baby?
No. We are big moose people.
together.
Hence the college in New Hampshire.
Yeah, you know. So,
By the way, their vacation photos
are amazing.
Yeah, I know. I ask her every time. Last year, I need to go there.
Because you guys have gone a few times, and then last year, I was looking at her vacation photos, and all of a sudden, there's a little sign that says Baby Barrett. And I'm like,
this
is
my
year.
I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Well, because we found out 2 days after my birthday that I was pregnant. And I was like, all right, well, we're not going to tell anybody because I didn't want to jinx it. And you don't want to tell anybody, you know, until after you pass the first trimester because, you know, you just make sure.
Yeah.
We had already had this trip to Vegas planned for, like, months. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to be pregnant in Vegas. That's okay. That's fine. We have all these hiking. We went to Zion. We did all these things.
Right.
Oh, it was beautiful. I loved it there. And I was like, all right, great. I'm going to be like, you know, whatever. It's fine. I'll deal. And I was like, well, how are we going to announce it? And I was going to make, like, these t-shirts and stuff like that. And I said, screw it. I'm just going to put poster board and we'll wear the moose hats and we'll get to the wave. And it worked out. It was
Let me tell you one of my favorite, probably one of the best wedding photos of all time. Creds to Alyssa Kukuru, and I've never heard ever of a wedding photographer ever doing this or a photographer in my life. Underneath the water at Camp Spindrift in the pool, in your dress, full out, and she got in there too.
Oh, yeah.
A full underwater photo.
It's amazing. Alyssa and Joey were like
the most amazing thing ever.
And they surprised me. I mean, I had thought about it because I knew they had the slides there, and I was like, oh, you know, I'll go down the slide in my dress. And then I went and got my hair and my makeup done, and they airbrushed me and put fake lashes on me, and I was like, I'm ruining this face. Are you kidding me? There's no way I'm doing this. And I showed up, and Alyssa's like, you're getting in the pool. And I was like, Alyssa, but look, like, I can't, like, they put fake lashes on me. Like, and she's like, I borrowed an underwater camera. And I was like, all right, let's do this. So it's all her.
Yeah,
it's
that
all
was
her.
Awesome.
Oh, it
was. Yeah.
It was awesome. We had, it was a damn good time.
Yeah.
And they're amazing. Go, Alyssa Cuckoo Photography.
Yeah. So Alyssa is actually, Good Morning Gloucester Joey, their cousins.
Yeah.
And, but, yeah, she's absolutely amazing. And, I mean, we do have some, very talented folks here in Gloucester.
Oh,
you know, Brendan Pike, another one. But when it, you know, when it comes to kind of like families and weddings, Alyssa kind of, I don't know, maybe stands out to me a little bit more just because she's done my friends' weddings and,
she's fun.
Oh, she's awesome.
She's a good time.
I still need to do like some type of shoot with her, whether it's my kids or anything like that, because I just, I love her work and I just think she's just, she has it.
My mother-in-law already has a plan that we're calling Alyssa when the baby's born.
Of course!
Yeah.
Who else? Come on now!
Yes, of course.
Are you serious? Of course!
Yeah. I think my bestie had a session with her tonight because she's expecting her second.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think I'm one and done, but...
That's what they all say.
That's why I said I wasn't doing it in the first place. So anytime everybody's like, so you're pregnant, hot, I'm like, yeah, head down in shame. Because I was like anti never doing it. I'm like, never doing this.
Yeah. My sister was kind of like, well, I was definitely like that. I said I never wanted to get married or have kids, and look at where I ended up.
I've read enough of my friend's pregnancy posts to know that I'm like, I'm good for now.
Oh, it's awful.
Solid.
It's horrific.
But my sister never planned on having kids. My sister had the dogs, and they got married, and they both actually mutually agreed when they got married that they weren't going to have kids, and then all of a sudden that changed. But she's definitely more than done. And she's like, I'm all done.
Randomly in Ossipee at Hannaford's when I was camping.
That's because that's where she lives.
I know.
But she lives across the street from that Hannaford.
Coming out of Hannaford's and she's like, Sam? And I'm like, I didn't even think twice because I'm in Ossipee, New Hampshire. I'm like, that's not me. And I was like, Crystal? I was like, shut up. It was great. It was awesome. I was like, this is great.
And
my
she
husband's
lives
like, you would know something.
She lives
I'm like, what?
Across the street from
awesome.
Hannaford's. Isn't that funny?
It's a nice little place.
And I don't know, do you know Tawny Eastman?
I know the name.
She lives down the street from my sister.
That's crazy.
Seriously?
It's a small world.
It's
scary how small it
really
is.
It gets smaller, really.
Well, that's how Christy and I met.
And Megan, hello.
Hello, Kevin
Bacon. That's how I met Christy, and she was like, oh, you must know my cousin. I'm like, why would you start with your brother? I'm like, I know them both. I was in school with both of them.
Well, Sam came out of the car, and I'm like, oh, she must be here for the podcast. I remember when she was little. She lived her grandmother lived across the street.
As soon as she pulled up, I was like, that's who Christy is. I know who Christy is. Because in my head, I'm like, I know the name. And then you pulled up, I'm like, yep. Ding, 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 ding.
And then I had a connection.
The other day. Did I?
No, I wasn't anything else. Were you Maybe not? My sister was. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
We look very much alike.
Is your sister back here?
Yeah.
Oh, she's back here.
How she's long blonde she... right now, though. That's the
answer. I saw that.
How long she been back?
That's a good question. She's going to kill me. I don't know. A few years, I think.
Oh, okay. Wow. So she's been back. Okay.
Oh, for a while, no. Because she lived in Beverly and Salem, and now she's here. So, yeah, she's
okay, cool. This Fiesta weekend will be my 3-year anniversary from when my mother got injured.
Yeah.
Because I was home for Fiesta.
I was here at that Fiesta.
I was home for surgery.
Yeah.
I was home for her surgery.
Yes, I ran
into it was the day that Aaron Hernandez got arrested.
Yes.
And we go full circle.
No, and everyone's like, oh my god, are you home for Fiesta? I'm like, no, my mom just had shoulder surgery, and then she got sick, and I was like, well, here I go.
Yeah. And you came to my house.
Yes, I came, I also came to your house, I also came to your restaurant, and
yep, you did.
Met up with my boy Joe.
I miss your coffee.
Yep.
Joe Sanfilippo, the electrician. The other
Joseph, there's seven of them,
and he's the electrician. That's how you differentiate those ones.
So there's seven, and three of them got into this
conversation. It's amazing. And he was sitting there, and he's like, it's almost my birthday, and I was like, no, you're in Boston.
I'm like, oh, shit.
And so, you know, and then I was like, he's like, are you moving back? I'm like, God, no. And then a week later, I'll be home in September, man. And
the
then,
island brings you back.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was gone for 9 years, which, you know, Chris had, when I left Gloucester, Chris was like, you'll make it 6 months and then you'll be back. And I was gone for 9 years.
Good.
And every year on that day, I'd be like, what happened to that 6 months, Crystal? What up?
And he couldn't honestly be happier that you were gone that long. And not for those reasons. But he was so happy for you and that your life transformation.
I lived
and
some crazy ass life.
You did. And he honestly couldn't be happier. Like, he was so happy to see you gone for that
And
long.
What's really funny is the children that I actually moved out to California to take care of are coming home this weekend.
Wow.
Because one of them just graduated high school.
Wow.
The oldest daughter graduated high school and the youngest is coming to visit and their dad just emailed me and I was like,
that's pretty cool.
I'm like, oh my god.
Those kids are such a part of your life. You know?
Well, the youngest daughter was like, literally, the mom gave birth, and a week later, I was taking care of that kid. And I had that kid for 3.5 years.
Yeah.
And I taught her how to swim and all that stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
So cool.
So, yeah.
So, speaking of summer, we're going to go right into summer reads. We went from summer goals to summer reads. Now, do you read, Christy?
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have any, are you currently reading? Do you have any reading summer plans? Do you go to the beach and read? Like, what's your deal?
So, I'm a Game of Thrones, like, crazy. So, I watch on TV, I'm going to read the books.
Did you watch last night?
I am one behind. Only because I was so tired on Sunday, and I was like, I want to enjoy it. I want to be, like, completely
I've watched
into
twice
it.
Already.
To the point that I was sleeping, my brother texted me, he's like, did you watch it? And I'm like, don't say a thing.
I watched it twice already. I never watch it twice.
I watched it tonight. I'm wide awake.
Oh, my God.
Facebook told me it was crazy. That's all I know.
I'm not going to lie. I had to look it up on... I had to
Why? Why did you do that?
My Jon Snow.
Oh, my God.
I unfollowed
all of my shows on social media. Because
my husband works
nights. So, like, we'll record it, and then the weekends come, and that's when we watch all of our shows. So, like, the finales of, like, Hell's Kitchen and Top Chef and all these things that I was watching, Survivor.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's like, by the time it came, he's like, you know, don't you? And I'm like, no. No, I don't know. And it's, you know, it's...
Yeah.
So, I had to unfollow him.
Yeah, I do.
Because everybody's spoiler alert on there.
I know.
I watched
Finding Nemo the other day, and someone's like, "Oh, I won't give you the spoiler alert." And the spoiler alert,
one?
Well, right, and but their
the Dory one.
No, I mean Finding Dory, but their spoiler alert was wrong.
Oh, wow.
Someone put out a false spoiler alert that Dory died.
Ooh.
Spoiler alert. Dory doesn't fucking die in Finding Dory. Why would you say that she would die? That's horrible.
Well, I mean, it is a Disney Pixar movie.
That's horrible.
That's like ridiculous.
No, Disney's infamous.
famous for shit like that.
Oh my god. So Sam, do you go to the movie? Do you go to, I mean, do you go to the beach and read, or do you read, or
I'm not a
deal?
Big reader. I mean, I'm not either. It's not that I don't like it. I just, like, I'll get into a book and then I just never finish it. It's just not
I kind of, like, go ups and downs. Like, sometimes I'll go, like, a very long time without it and then, like, I can't put it down. To the point, like, I will find myself, it's a work night and it's 1:30 in the morning and it's like, I can't
there's
stop.
There's certain books.
I can't stop.
Yeah, there's certain books, like, I'm reading, like, I have several books going on my Kindle right now and none of them are, like, picking it up. But one of my coworkers bought a book in the airport and was like, you guys have to read this book. And I literally took one Sunday and I'm like, I'm finishing this book today. And it took me from 10 o'clock to 2:30.
Which book was that?
The Luckiest Girl Alive. And I'm not gonna get, like, you're reading it. I was reading it and I'm like, I fucking hate this bitch. Like, she is such a, like, I hate that. I hate everything about this character. And then all of a sudden in the middle of the book, it just smacks you in the face with some plot twist and you're like, I can't stop reading, I need to see this through the end.
Did you ever read Gone Girl?
Yes, and I almost threw my Kindle.
I was like, I just can't.
I can't even imagine what the book is like. The movie is.
No.
The book is 100 times
better. My sister told me the same thing. I almost threw my Kindle. I was so mad at the end of that book. I was like literally going to softball slam it into the wall. I was so pissed. I was like, fuck you, book. So it got me in there.
So I just started reading.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Nice.
But, you know, so you know, I was going through my crazy time, which I guess I'm still going through my crazy time, but Bridget had said, here, I have this really cool book on my Kindle. Was it
You're a Badass.
Yep. Which I totally read, and it's a motivational self-help book. And I'm the, like, person speaks from the first, like, she's like, speaks from the third person. And I totally get into books when people write. Well, I totally get into writing when people write how they speak, mm-hmm. which is our cousin Dom, Sam.
Yes. Oh, he's so good.
He's a very good writer.
He really is.
When
gets
Dom,
it from his mother.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, my Aunt Kathy was really
is
good.
Is she really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So when Dom writes, it's so cool because he writes as if you were at the game, mm-hmm. or if you're in the moment, and
you can taste it.
You can hear mm-hmm. his voice and his personality, and that's the way I like to read. So I love when he writes because I think it's mm-hmm. awesome, especially when he writes about Matt or he writes about his life or he writes about those things. Mm-hmm.
He's
Dom,
very talented.
Yes, very much so. So I like to read books like that, and Bridget, you know, introduced me to that, and it was my first time reading a book like that from beginning to end. It did take me about 4 months because I think I have adult onset ADD and I kind of like squirrel. Okay, cool. Squirrel. Okay, cool. Squirrel.
Speaking of depressing Pixar Disney movies.
Up is actually hands down my favorite Pixar movie.
It's so good.
It's that and Inside Out.
Up made my husband tear up. Inside Out is
not okay. That is not an okay.
Let's get back to that. Hold on.
Sorry. Squirrel.
That I hijacked Bridget's Kindle. So I was watching.
Now that I deactivated it from my Amazon account.
Actually, she did, and I activated it from mine. So I was watching Ellen DeGeneres one day because I'm in love with Ellen. I know you are too. Who isn't, champ? Who is it? And Khloe Kardashian was on there. Let me tell you, I barely even know who the Kardashians are. And
just,
I've never seen
it's
the show.
Amazing to me that you don't.
I don't watch shit.
I watch other stuff.
I know they are.
Back in the day
when it first came out, I
Bridget?
Watched.
Yes.
No, but they're going to go in their beds. As long as they don't touch. Go on.
As long as they don't touch.
Yeah, as long as they don't touch. Go.
So, anyway, so I was watching Ellen and Khloe Kardashian was on. Are you going to, you want to close it?
I can.
Squirrel.
Squirrel.
Dude, what are you, Joey?
Apparently right now I am. And she had said, I wrote a book, it's called Strong Looks Better Naked, mm-hmm. and it's about, she says, everyone's always asked me how I've kept a positive attitude and outlook on my life because I've been through this, that, and the other thing. And she talks about, I have it. So, Bridget, are you so proud of me? I did a memo thing today.
Holy crap.
So, I started reading the book, and it's absolutely amazing. So that's what everyone needs to get. The Khloe Kardashian, okay. Strong Looks Better Naked.
I heard that was a good book.
Awesome. It's very positive. It's very uplifting. And she talks about her life experiences, which we can all, like, which we all have lived, and I can guarantee you that. So I was just, like, blown away by it so far, and I couldn't put it down. I'm like, do I bring this home? No, I'm not going to bring it home. Oh, here's my memo. So the very one of her lines in the first, this resonated with me very much so, but one of her lines in probably in the first chapter, it said, when my life was at one of its darkest hours, everything changed for the better. Mm-hmm. And that's totally my life right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's totally been my life in the past 6 months. And I totally remember my darkest moment. And then all of a sudden, it just, I made a change. And now it's changed for the better. And that's really, and she also goes on to talk about her weight and how she was told that she was the ugliest Kardashian and how she was the thickest Kardashian.
That's the biggest thing.
And that she had always said she doesn't look like everyone.
Because she's OJ's kid. I read something the other day saying that OJ agreed. Yes.
Yeah. OJ wants to get a DNA test.
Is she real? Seriously?
Yeah. Because Chris cheated in her marriage and with OJ, evidently. But
interesting. Yeah. So she talks about that.
I'll die.
But yeah, that's pretty crazy.
2016
right?
is turning out to be like some
fucked up shit, man.
Yeah. So 2016.
I want to read that book, though.
It's awesome.
Kardashian, but
no, but so far, you know, and I don't
Chloe would be my favorite if it
yeah. Did. Yeah, so it's been awesome. And she talks about how, you know, another thing that she talked about, she said, I buried myself into exercising for mental peace. She said everything else was a side effect. Losing weight was the side effect. And getting myself healthier was a side effect. And she talks about mind, body, and soul, and what that means to her. And I'm only probably, I think, maybe into the second chapter. And it's already like, oh my God, yes, yes, yes. Like, I totally understand. I totally get it. It's awesome. So I definitely recommend that book. Definitely. 2016 has been a fucked up year so far with people passing.
Dude.
And we even had people this week.
Didn't we have? Yeah.
So
there's a lot of people. So there was Ron Lester of Varsity Blues, yeah. Billy Bob.
Okay, so I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised. But I'm
so you didn't know that he lost all that
I
weight.
Didn't. I was surprised. I wasn't
you did?
Surprised.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
I thought he died because he was big, and you said he got gastric bypass.
He did. He lost all that weight. Blood he lost over like 150 pounds. And he got an infection in his, like, one of his organs and was rushed to the hospital on Saturday and passed away later that night.
Yeah.
Look at it. Holy shit. Look at the Google images, man.
I gotta see this.
O-M-G.
He looked great.
It doesn't even look like the same person.
No, it doesn't. He's 42. I didn't realize he was that. Not that that's old, but I didn't realize that he was...
Holy, for some reason I thought that he was right.
He's like, I want to be James Vanderbilt. Like, he wants to be the quarterback.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Jesus.
I have no idea.
Wow.
Yeah,
I thought he was.
That's such
cute.
A good movie.
Oh, so good.
Oh, loved it.
I love any 90s movie. And then
80s, 90s.
Keep going, because then I just.
And then there was Anton Yelchin, who was Scotty from Star Trek, the new revisions of Star Trek. He was also in Like Crazy and Alpha Dog. He apparently had his own car ran him over.
What?
Pinned him in between. So apparently, they found him at like 1 a.m. and his car got. He was pinned in between his car. In his security gate and mailbox. And actually they found out that his Jeep, his particular car that he has, was actually recalled for an ignition problem or transmission problem that was that problem.
Ouch.
But
I saw it in the news before I left the house today.
Yeah. I have a few friends that who live out in LA that have had that happen to other people. And they're like, oh yeah, I've had a friend pass away like that. I'm like, what?
That's crazy.
What? That's insane. insanity.
That's crazy.
Well, you know, so
I have a security gate, so yes, I guess I'm okay. Sorry, I mean, I don't mean to be rude, but
no.
I mean, it's just it's all one of those
have security gates.
It's just one of those weird things. Like, man, 2016 is just angry.
That's PM Dawn. That's sad.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
PM Dawn.
Oh, PM Dawn. Oh. Yeah, the fucking rapper from PM Dawn.
You know that we googled it. Do you know that song came out in like 1990, like one or something? Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my god, I feel like it's.
I posted
today.
That to you. I was like, you would be the only person I know.
It's on my playlist like, that I listen to every day. Oh, it has it right now. I'm not even kidding you.
Like, is that a dress song?
Yes. Night and Day.
Yep.
Oh, wow. There's just, it's been crazy. It's been a crazy year. I don't know if it's the people that are passing or closer to what we grew up with.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just because we're getting older and like everybody else is getting older.
And I think also with social media presence, like it's easier to find out this stuff.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. We're at an hour 10.
Yes!
That's pretty crazy.
I brought in the big stars.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, Diva!
Yeah, you did.
Diva!
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait, I gotta tell you what's on my also on my memo. When I changed my phone over, my memos came over. So, I never know how to say. So, this is how I had to
set. I spell it?
Yes.
Mackie.
So, Akisabo Dute Mute. Right? Is it right?
That works. Yeah, that's
you
not
how you
spell it.
It's not. No, yeah. This was hooked on phonics.
Oh, I love it. It worked for me and it can work for you too.
That's right. This is Alicia hooked
that
on
works.
Phonics.
Yeah.
And that's the only way because when we're at Felicia's, because as you can
I
see,
love it.
Last modified March 19th. What's that? St.
Oh,
Joseph's.
Yes.
So when we would say St. Joseph's, exactly, we'd say that. And so I was like, how the hell? So I was like, okay, everyone stop and hooked on phonics. Like students. Like, we got to figure this out. So actually, before we play our closing song, we're going to have Sam.
Oh, God, really?
We're going to have Sam say it. Oh. And we're going to say it, and then we're going to do the closing song. Yes, you're welcome, Joey. That's all I got to say.
Closing song.
You're cute.
Song.
Closing. You're cute. Right. Closing. So go ahead, Sam.
Magisamo tute mute.
Viva Sempe!
Alright,
so this is. That was it? Oh! I had no idea that was your closer.
I was about to murder you. Like, 2016 was just about to get a little more angry right over here.
You just ruined my closer!
I told you I did!
Buona fiesta!
Viva!
Viva!